Blog Talk Radio.
Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Respectors. Let's go!
I'm an outlaw, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Talk Radio Land. This is another edition of Deaf Conversations with John Dilley on the Gray and Ideas Radio Network. I'm Gray and Ideas, and of course, the star of the show, John Dilley. Good evening, John.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Oh, God, Maggie, I hope Maggie didn't hear that. She's sleeping.
Yeah, don't tell her. Don't tell her we got a bromance going on. Yeah, it looks like you got yourself one heck of a show. You got yourself a hot one tonight. So I'm going to let you have the microphone. I'm going to turn over the steering wheel to you, and it's all yours, buddy.
All right, thanks, man. Become the backseat driver. Hey, welcome
all
everybody
right,
to the most recent episode of Deaf Conversations with me, John Dilley, president of Deaf Con Sauces, makers of the finest wing sauces, habanero, horseradish, and dry rubs on the planet. But anyway, aside from that, just a big recap like you do every week. Went to the Allendale, New Jersey Farmers Market this past weekend, and it was a little tad light on the attendance. That's kind of to be expected, though, you know, long weekend with July 4th and all kind of stuff. But yeah, we did okay. I'll tell you what, it was just nice getting out in the house on Saturday. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous out. Usually that's the case when a hurricane heads out to sea off the Jersey coast. Ends up giving you a couple beautiful days, 75 to 80 degrees, 30% humidity, and sunny. Perfect beer drinking weather. I think one of the more memorable customers, though, I mean, there was a highlight of the day. It was kind of funny. A gentleman looking for something very hot. You know, his eyes were kind of looking at our newest product, the contaminated soil. It's a blend of 8 different peppers, including habanero, some Trinidad scorpion, some ghost pepper. Well, he tried some, got really red in the face, and I told him it tastes great on everything from pork tenderloin to a Bloody Mary to kind of rimming a shot of tequila. And he looked at me, you know, with his eyes. It's kind of like looking at me with his like bloodshot eyes and saying, nope, I got a special use for it. Well, he had kind of an evil grin. I asked him what the special use was. He goes, my roommate really pissed me off, and this is going into a shampoo. Let's just say I haven't laughed that hard in a while. Anyway, we got the Metuchen, New Jersey market coming up this Saturday. So let's see, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., so stop on by and say hi. We also got a pretty good response last week from our secret sale we unveiled in a show. Now we're going to continue it. From right now, 7 o'clock p.m., July 8th, until midnight, Monday, July 14th, if you enter the code I'm going to give to you, you will receive 10% off your entire order. Yes, you heard that right. This includes our gift sets and package deals as well. This includes our biggest package set, the Super Uber Pack, which contains all 8 of all of the DEF CON product line. Just go to www.defconsauces.com and stock up. The sales code this week is RK1, all caps. Remember, the sale goes on from right now until Monday, July 14th. Okay, aside from that, we're going to do a bit of a lead-in for our guest tonight. This guy's a hoot. See, when we were first starting out, you know, a lot of companies just starting out are very curious about these really big, large-scale trade shows. The curiosity is kind of a good mix of curiosity and the fear of the unknown. These shows are very large compared to, like, farmers markets and street fairs and stuff. And they're usually indoors at, like, a convention center or some big, large-scale venue thing. Well, when we first started out, these big-scale shows were kind of like an enigma to us. We didn't know really what to expect on them. You know, if you go to a show's website, you can get a listing of the companies that will be in attendance and, like, the floor layout and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that in itself can be a little bit intimidating. You know, all the heavy hitters in the industry usually frequent these types of shows. I mean, as a new company just starting out, the first dose of reality is, man, with all these well-established companies, how the hell am I going to stand out with all these well-known brands? Well, the question is kind of based in reality. I mean, you do have to stand out, and you do it a couple of different ways, either subtly or blatant and in your face. Well, when it came time to us to make that decision, if you know anything about our DEF CON Sauces company, it's quite obvious the road we took, the blatant in-your-face route. Hey, why not? We're from Jersey. But anyway, when we hit the scene, a ton of other veteran vendors just saw us another flash in the pan. But what set us apart from many of the loud, obnoxious companies that exploded on the scene over the course of many years was the fact that we had the products to back up our attitude 100%. Did we use marketing tools? Hell yeah. I mean, we got, oh, God, you know, if anybody's seen the booth, so we got laser emitters, enough black light in the booth to kill bacteria, plasma generators, you name it. It definitely was not hard. It was kind of hard not to notice us, I'll put it that way. The fact we use actual amber lab glass to bottle our stuff with the, you know, the stark white labels and the freaking biohazard symbol on our logo kind of sealed the deal for us. In the beginning, very few other well-based companies would even give us the time of day. We found ourselves pretty much on our own. We were kind of shunned by most of the industry early on. There are a handful of companies that, you know, when I hang out with us and kind of get to know who the hell we are and what we're about, like the Danny Cash Boys. And we hung out with them after the shows, but for the most part, we're, like I said, we're kind of on our own. After time, we proved to most that we were pretty much here to stay. People got used to the traveling light show and the costumes I wear at these shows, kind of a Mad Max meets the Matrix kind of gear. But it wasn't until many years later, one of the big shows, when John Hard, a.k.a. K-John, the godfather of the industry, pulled me aside and called me a veteran of the industry. Well, I'll tell you what, that hit me like a sledgehammer, and I still remember that day, and a formative day for our company, actually. And I really thank K-John to this day for it. It took years of busting my ass to make a name in the industry. And that's not a complaint. I didn't find it work. I found it and I took it as a challenge, something I'm kind of wired to do. Our guest this evening is wired just like me, and in more than one way, because he likes beer and red Solo cups too. Let's see, I'm going to give a lead in here. I met our guest this evening, Scott Owens, from Scotty O'Hotties Sauces. That's www.scottyohotties.com. And at the less than stellar first and only annual Zest Fest Midwest show. We had a good amount of time to meet each other and the other vendors as the Kenny Chesney concert at the adjoining parking lot kind of made getting to the show virtually impossible. That's a long story. I'm not going to get into it. But anyway, I've never heard of this dude or never even met him. Scott came up to our booth to introduce himself, and this guy is a real flat-out nice guy. I mean, and talking to him, I felt like I'd known him for years. So let's get him on here. Welcome to Deaf Conversation, Scott. Scott, glad to have you aboard, dude.
Hey, how's it going, John? Good to hear from
I'm
you.
I'm doing... Oh, dude, it's been too long. I'm looking to crack beers with you at one of these shows. I mean, the New York City show is insane. I mean, you couldn't even step out of the damn booth to have a beer with you. But there will come a day. There will definitely be will come a day.
It was a far stretch from Zest Fest, what you just brought up. Yeah, that.
Yes, no doubt. That was nightmarish.
Oh, that was Susie and I's first show, so we didn't know.
I was just going to get into that. Yep. Yeah, your first show, you're like, man, I spent all this money for this. Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. I mean, hey, but you got good shows and you got bad shows, and for you to go from there to the NYC show, you saw black and white. I mean, you saw the really good stuff too. So which is good. So that it kind of gave you a good feeling inside your first shot at it was kind of like, oh god damn, this sucks. But then, bam. But you know, you're one of those companies that pretty much exploded on the scene like we did, though. And I do admire that. You kind of took the industry by storm, and you really haven't looked back. You seem to be getting, I've been following you doing the Facebook stuff, and you seem to be getting a lot of, local attention on TV, which is always good, especially when it's free. You know, I'm going to jump right in here, and I want to let people know what you guys are all about. So let's go to the first question that I ask everybody. Question numero uno. What got you into this rather unique industry? Everybody's got a story behind it.
Well, our story was we were just avid gardeners. And we started off, we were growing hot peppers. And way back, 90, 95, I was growing the habanero. Back then, that was the thing to do.
Right.
And started playing around with our original sauce, the premium habanero sauce. And
right.
I was doing that. I had never heard of anything out there. I mean, Days of Sanity, I think, was just coming on the scene like 98, 97,
okay.
Maybe.
Yep.
And so I was playing around with my own stuff, and that's how it was. You know, we just used everything out of the garden, and it took years to get to a recipe that we really, really liked.
Oh well, yeah, then you pay attention to it. That's why I've been kind of taken it by storm with awards, because you definitely took your time in making these recipes, which is commendable. But I mean, now you're based out of where? You're in Michigan, right?
Yeah, we're the Motor City Hot Sauce, Scotty O'Hotty. We're in Dearborn, Michigan. We're just outside of Detroit, and
okay.
we're real proud up here. Everybody's blue collar, you know, works hard, and we got a lot of cool sauces coming out of Detroit. So
it's
city to watch.
I'll tell you, and the funniest thing, when you told me you're like 5-10 miles outside of Detroit, I'm just picturing Toby Keith in Detroit. It's a hard picture to kind of, you know, to wrap your mind around. Like, oh my God, this is great stuff. But I mean, now when did you actually start the company? What's that?
Yeah, with the hat, I started wearing the hat doing barbecues and stuff, and that's how it all started. You know,
okay.
I had the hat and. I was in a band for a long time. A lot of people don't know that. I played drums in a band for a long time, and during the Kid Rock eras and stuff. So
okay, cool.
And yeah, so we took that rock and roll style over to the hot sauce, and I had that cowboy hat. Just it went with me, and you know, I got a little bit of Hank, I got a little bit of Kid Rock running through my blood, and then I sprocketed the urban hillbilly. That's but I've always. We like to say we were green when green wasn't cool. We were always gardening and using organic produce and, you know, and growing our own stuff. So I was raised that way.
But you're having fun doing it. I mean, if you do it for so long, it's not even work. I mean, it's just something you like to do. You know, that's the cool part.
Oh, it's a blast. I'll tell you what, it's like I said, I played in bands and stuff, and I meet more rock stars doing hot sauce than I did. What's going on? Hot sauce,
That's funny. But I mean, now when did you actually start the Scotty O'Hotty sauce? When did you actually start the company? It was only a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, we just launched. When I met you at Zest Fest, we'd only been in business about 2 months. So
no kidding.
We launched. Our website was the launch. Was in January of last year. And we went to Zest Fest. It was our first major event to go to. And,
wow. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
wow, that's something.
Yeah. We were only in a couple stores at the time that we went down there. And we were just like, we were so wet behind the ears, it wasn't funny. And I really appreciate how cool you, like, took me under your wing. And I thought that's how it was at an event like that. We were like, oh, we're going to go down here and rake up on money, you know. But, I mean, there was a lot of people bashed us, that's the Midwest, but there was a lot of neat things that happened because, as you know, in New York, nobody had any time to talk, which, I mean, that's
right. Awesome.
I can't say anything more about it. But
right. When
we were at Zest Fest, I actually got to meet KJ John and talk to him and, you know, and talk to you guys and you know, Big Fats and Jeremy and them and get to know them because at a normal event, you're not going to get to know anybody. So.
No, you're not. No, you don't have time to spit. Yeah, that's not like the New York show. But, I mean, yeah, you're right in that. And I'll tell you what, it actually made a couple of the not as well-known people, they were winning awards at the Zest Fest Midwest. I'm not going to say it was a total horrible show. The reason the show was bad, it was out of the control. It was that Kenny Chesney concert thing that popped up, and nobody could get to the show. I mean, that's how it is. I mean, I don't care what any other spin anybody else wants to put on it, but it really had nothing to do with the Zest Fest crew. It was just that the concert screwed everything up. Yeah, what are you going to do?
No,
but anyway, let's get back to you guys.
The Zest Fest crew was excellent. I mean, to us. And I was kind of bummed maybe they didn't stick it out and do it this year. But, you know, hopefully for us, because, like, we drove up in New York. We drove out there. And it wasn't a short trip.
Right. Well, it's kind of like you go to Jungle Gyms every year. Yeah, yep.
Oh yeah, well we're going to be at Jungle Gyms, and we took an award there too. So, you know, that's why we walked in there and we took first place, People's Choice Award for a hot sauce. And I mean,
yep.
In the company that we're in, even though the crowds weren't big enough, we were very proud. And I looked at my wife,
you should be. I mean, just starting out winning awards is just a great feeling.
I cashed in my 401k, you know, 6 months before. And I looked at her and I said, you know, well, maybe this justified my craziness a little bit. You know?
Oh, God, you're funny. Oh, my God. No, I got a serious question. Now, you got to be honest with me. Who runs
okay.
the company, you or your wife?
We both jointly run the company. She
oh,
the day-to-day operation.
Oh, she's going to make your life miserable now. She's going to, oh, man, I don't want to be you tonight.
Well, luckily she's outside with my little guy, and she's running. But she's not here. Luckily, 4 months ago, she was able to leave her job. She worked at in a dentist office.
Right.
And she was able to leave her job, and she works full time. She runs Scotty O'Hotty, and
awesome.
She runs all kitchen, all manufacturing. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you
you
told me you don't even use a you bottle your own stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
that is freaking awesome. You're an anomaly.
Stupid
in this.
Or, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm stupid or what? You know, sometimes we look at each other like, "What the f are we doing?" You know, but
that's awesome. To be able to bottle your own stuff. That's you're not of the norm. Put it that way.
Well, we came to a fork in the road, and we were. I mean, Michigan has really embraced us, and we were lucky. We're in. We came to a fork in the road. We had enough money. And I said, all right, we're either going to go with co-packers and talk to a couple, and co-packers I talked to I didn't like. and right. up here. And so I took that chunk of money and I bought me a Simplex AS1 per K. John's suggestion, the best yep. Bottling machine out there. And I bought that, and we just slowly but surely been adding equipment, and now we're capable of pumping out 300 cases in a week. So, I mean, and that's not huge, but, I mean, for us, that's, I mean, we got the capability to do it, and we're real proud of it, so.
That's no, and you should be. I mean, you are saving money by doing it in the long run. I mean, yeah, you got to pay off your equipment, but once that's paid off, then it's just gold.
Yeah, which my bottling machines already paid off, so, I mean, it's, we're on the right track, I hope. You know?
yeah, no, I think you are. I think you are. And I remember on the phone you stated that all your products have beer in them as well. It's like that's I find that to be totally awesome. No wonder we're friends. But it's kind of like you have the Red Solo. Well, you got to kind of have the Red Solo cups of hot sauces.
Red Solo cups. Well,
okay.
I feel you are. Well, I wonder why I heard that.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Now, let's get into your products, though, because I think people out there might want to know what you guys are all about. I'm going to go kind of through. I'm going to go from the mild to the hot stuff and the new stuff. But the first one is the premium pepper sauce that's on there. Now, what kind of ingredients are in that? What's it good on?
Premium pepper sauce is our original was the habanero, but our premium our premium pepper sauce was a derivative from the habanero. Because my mom thought the habanero was too hot. So they call it the mom sauce, which I don't want to divert sales, but it's the mom sauce. But it's a healthy alternative to any condiment. You know, we got 30 milligrams of sodium. It's all natural, gluten-free. You can put it on salads, whatever. And it's the introductory to a chili head. You know, I don't like hot sauce. I'm sure you get that at trade shows all the time. Try this one out. It might change your mind a little bit, you know. And it's a great sauce. It's just very layered. Well, some of the ingredients all of our sauces thus far are tomato based. So we have like vine ripened tomatoes. Beer is a second ingredient in every sauce.
I love that idea.
Which you know, I always cooked with beer, and I said, you know, why can't we put it in a sauce? And and we ended up we got certified gluten free too. It's the way we process it, which I can't tell how we do it, but. It separates protein. Yeah, it separates the gluten protein. I'd like to say I'm an absolute genius, and I figured this revolutionary thing out, but it was just by accident. But I'll ride the genius wave if that's okay. But
sure, knock yourself out, dude.
But we just use stuff out of the garden, and that's and played around with it. We love roasted onions, roasted bell peppers. Mangoes, got to throw some carrots in there, you know, some jalapenos. Cayennes are always a great go-to.
Oh, I love cayenne. Yep.
Yeah, and I got some secret spices and everything. But the premium pepper sauce is just a great all-around condiment, you know, substituted for ketchup. That's what we say. You put it on fries
or
whatever.
Okay, cool. And you said that was a derivative of the habanero sauce, which we'll hit next.
Yes.
Yeah, that's obviously that's got habanero in it, so it's going to be a little bit hotter.
The premium habanero sauce, it was the original sauce that I came up with. And it's basically the same ingredients. I got chaffed on it a little bit because I got our premium habanero, our premium pepper, and the ghost sauce is very similar ingredients, but it just steps up the heat. And it steps up the heat with the little bit of the difference in the chilies that are used. It tastes like a completely different sauce. So, I got chaffed at it first, but you know what? If it's not broke, don't fix it. Everybody's got – now I got a heat level for everybody. You can try this awesome fire-roasted sauce. So,
well, I'll tell you what. I mean, it parallels our wing sauces by a margin, too. I mean, our first one was the medium, and then we diluted it a little bit, put a little bit less cayenne in it, and there, bam, now you have a mild, and we add a little bit of habanero to it, and now you got a hot. So everybody can enjoy the different levels of heat. You know, you don't have to be, it's going to blow my face off. Oh, I can't eat that. Have the mild one.
And you don't have to have – 50 sauce, you don't have to, you know, for the new companies that are just getting started, I'm a new company, but for the new companies, if I have any suggestions, that you don't have to come out with 50 sauces to, you know, to make a mark. It just, you stick with something that's really good and move on. Yep. Like in our brand new sauce, the beer bacon chipotle, I completely moved away from our other recipe and showed what we could do. You know, I have a lot in the toolbox ready to come out, but like I said, it's, You gotta focus on that and get that selling first, and then
Then
well,
move on
to something else.
You just touched on the one I was going to say for last, but man, that one, when I saw that on your website, I started drooling. The beer bacon chipotle sauce. I mean, three great tastes taste great together. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. Now, I mean, and you that thing is really doing good for you too. Your brand new product is doing awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We released it. I wanted to release something new and unique in the New York Hot Sauce Expo, and big shout out to Steve Sperry. What an awesome show. So we brought 30 cases of the beer bacon. Just I want to throw it out there and see what better place to do it, you know?
Sure.
And so we throw it out there. I sold out halfway through the second day, 30 cases.
That's
boom.
Awesome.
So,
I
looked at my wife
and
said, we better get this in production now. So,
fire up the kettle, honey.
And we use real bacon. So, I mean, it's a great sauce, and it's certified gluten-free too, so I was real proud of that. I had like fingers crossed on that one, but
that's cool. No, I'm proud of you with that. That's really, because you stepped out of your comfort zone doing a new sauce. I mean, that's kind of like when we dove into the horseradishes. We're doing wing sauces, now we jump into the horseradish. We didn't know how it was going to do, and now it's doing great. I mean, you have to go outside your comfort level to try stuff. You can't just maybe I'll try this. No, just do something. Just do, if it tastes good to you, it's going to taste good to others.
And that's what I was going to get at too is the. With the habanero sauce, the one I started, I made that sauce because I went back, not to drop any names, but Insanity sauce, I bought, like, it was like in 97, I bought a bottle of it, because I always like to try new stuff, and I brought it home, and I put it on a steak, and I spit it out, you know, because that was the first time I ever tasted extracts, you know, like, And I was I was determined, I said, you know what, I can make a hot sauce that's going to blow this shit out of the water, excuse me. But sorry, that was my radio. But and I think we basically it's I just made a sauce that I liked, and it ended up all my buddies liked it, and then they were like, oh, when your buddy offers you to give you $5 for a bottle of hot sauce that you made, then you know, not to, just to be nice, but you know, then when strangers do, then it's awesome. So.
Right. Well, I mean, like even your ghost sauce. I mean, it's got the ghost pepper in it, but it's not a blow your face off hot either, is it?
No. And we like to say in comparison to any, you know, if you want to have your face blown off, there's 2 billion. I can give you a list that'll do it. But I wanted people to actually taste the ghost chili, because the ghost chili's got this awesome sweet candy taste before it melts the back of your tongue. You know, when you eat it raw.
No, you're right.
And I make sure that I eat all, you know, I've tried all the peppers, you know, I wanted to capture the flavor of the ghost pepper, and the beer really, it really helps disperse the sauce, but not kill the heat too much, but I just think it's a good leveler. It puts it on a level playing field for people. What we get all the time at markets and stuff is, oh my God, I was so scared to try to go, just try it. You know, it's not going to kill you, and you're probably going to like it. You know?
Right. Well, that's like that Cluckwing Orange stuff we had, our newest wing sauce stuff, and it's got the scorpion in it. People are like, oh, my God, the scorpion, I've heard of that. Why don't you try a little bit of it? Oh, it's hot, but it's not crazy. It's like, look, if I made it any hotter, I wouldn't sell as much. Get it? You know, they start laughing. But it's true, you know. There's no skill in making something hot. Add peppers to it. I mean,
exactly, you know.
And no, but it's wild. Is it good?
I like to say, you know, it's when people come up with, listen, we're not a college prank sauce. I want people to use the bottles and not use a teaspoon out of it and sit in your fridge for 4 years. Because I have a couple sauces like that, you know. I want it to use.
Oh, yeah. I think we all do.
For me,
yeah.
You know.
Yep. Well, I mean, maybe you agree with me, but I mean, I find the crazy hot stuff, the market is kind of retracting a little bit. I do a lot of farmer's market and stuff like that just to get out of the house and stuff. And I found a lot of people lately, most of them are just getting into the hot sauce thing, and they want something a little bit of a kick, but the flavor is their first requirement. And I find that to be very, very cool. And to give them something that's going to burn the crap out of them, literally, it shies them away from the hot sauce industry as a whole. And they'll go back to the old standbys like Tabasco and Frank's and stuff. The idea of this entry is to make more consumers of small companies buy from the small companies, not less. If you scare them away, they're not coming back. You know, the people like it when you explain how peppers work and how this one's hotter. They like it when you take the time with them and explain things to them. It's like a light bulb goes off in their head. And I love it when they finally get it. They get it, they understand it, and now they can embrace the market. And then I'll tell them, yeah, you buy some of our stuff, that's great. I'll tell you some other good ones to get. And bam, I'll go down the line. Try this guy, try that guy. And they do. And they'll come back to the market. Oh, my God, some of these things are great. I'm like, you've just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much good stuff out there that are made by us local little guys. And people are starting to wake up to it. I love it. I absolutely love it.
And for sure, I mean, that's what it's all about, and not scaring people away. And that's why I hated even calling our sauce a hot sauce, but it is what it is. But
right,
it just like if you notice, the names of my sauces are premium pepper sauce and premium habanero sauce and the ghost sauce. You know, I like to just keep the hot factor out of it and just try it as just to change it up, change it into condiment. You don't have to have Frank's on your table and ketchup on your table, and you can change stuff up and like it, and people do, you know, but it's getting them over that border to try it, because they have this thing in their head that they're scared of. It's like handling a snake or something. I'm like, oh my God, he's up there, or a spider.
Yeah, get away from me with that. Get away. That's going to hurt me.
Yo,
come over here and try something. You know, we got mild. Try the mild one. Oh, that's pretty good. Now you want to get a little bit hotter? Well, I think I could go a little bit hotter. Okay, here's the medium. Then you go to the hot. Oh, I think the hot's too hot for me. Well, then you don't have to buy it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to buy it. Shove it down your throat, you know. But people, they're really starting to experiment out there. And I just, the blow it out your ass sauces and all kind of stuff, the novelty sauces, there's always going to be a market for them. Somebody goes somewhere, oh, this has got a funny label on it. Let me get it from my buddy. It's basically the same stuff with extract in it, put into a bottle and put up on a shelf. And they're not going for flavor. They're going for heat.
And I agree, you know, and nothing against those guys. I'm sure I've never met any of those blow it out your butt guys, but when I see that, it just, to me, it demeans what we're doing. I don't know. Not that we're pretentious or anything, but I like to think of our stuff as gourmet. Your stuff is a gourmet stuff to try out on things, and that it's not a novelty. And you know, there's a place for that. I guess I could put a big butt on mine and my sales would go up huge. I don't know, but...
There's always going to be an industry for the novelty of sauces. There always will be. I mean, there's you gotta kind of take it with a grain of salt. There always will be. However, the people there's the music, Scott. I told you it goes quick. Get out the room, dude. Yeah, I know. I'm gonna bring you on for a part two, dude. Don't you worry about it. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, hey, not a problem. I'll call you in a little bit. I'd like to thank Scott Owens from Scotty O'Hardy Sauce for spending some time with us tonight on Depth Conversation. You got to check his stuff out. Go to ScottyOhadiWorld.com for more info. The number of awards this guy has won in a short time he's been around should speak for itself, not to mention they all have beer in them. Just a quick reminder, we're running our sale 10% off. Just put in the coupon code RK1. This is good till Monday, July 14th at midnight. This is John Dilley, president of DEFCON Sauces, purveyors of the finest wing sauces, habanero, horseradishes, and dry rubs. Bidding everyone a good night. Check out our stuff at www.defconsauces.com. So until next week, when we bring forward yet another celebrity from the worlds of hot sauce, barbecue, and chili, same bat time, same bat channel. Everybody have a good night. Take it easy, y'all.
We stay whiskey drinking, bottle breaking, girlfriend taking. Think I really give a fuck? You must be mistaken. Biatchi, capital B. The rest is history. Outlaw, motherfucker, come on, whiskey drinking, S.O.B. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots, we don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm on the one.
Just when you thought radio was safe, a new kind of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Coming in 2014.